Slave Matt is back. He's back in town. You know, it's been a long, cruel winter. We've all suffered a lot of bad weather, and spring is in the air. I can tell because Slave Matt is revving up and ready for some new cock-sucking humiliation and degradation. He's been serving me for a long time. I am his distance mistress. If you check on my blog, I've posted the link to his posts on my website. It's under the Domination tab. And it's also on this blog post, there's a link that says Mistress Mandy's website domination page. So you can click on that and you can read back. He started out as a cuckold husband. Very interesting story, and it's true. This is not a fantasy. This is someone who actually does the things I write about, and it's fascinating. He is small. He's not well endowed. His wife has no sexual interest in him. Apparently, she never has, but she basically likes to live the lifestyle they enjoy together and doesn't seem to have any interest in other men. At one point, it sounded like she was going back recently or hooking up with someone again. But aside from that, I've been training Slave Matt to know his place, to know that he certainly is not in the position to satisfy a woman. He certainly could never satisfy me. And he's, you know, as I said, small. He has served men and women. Some really interesting things he's done. I know the night he was in Amsterdam, I found that a real turn on. You know, he had had a situation there. I've written about it, so you could check that one. But as far as what's going on here, he's put up an ad. He is always in the market to be dominated and used. And let me read you his ad. He said, "I am a sissy, panty-wearing cocksucker." This is all true. "And looking for someone to serve on a regular basis." We've been doing this for years. Very hard to get someone on a regular basis. There was this guy that was so good. And as a matter of fact, when Slave Matt served him and me, the guy called me on the phone. And we had a three-way. And it was the guy was fabulous. And I don't know, we never hooked up with him again. I know this is usually pretty transient, so it's hard to get an ongoing situation for more than a few times. And then there was another guy he had that was very good. He was dominating. He used a lot of demeaning words, and apparently he was good-looking, and he made, you know, Slave Matt feel inferior, as he is. And he was a traveling salesman or something, so he disappeared. But anyway, back to the letter. He writes about his description and that he serves me long distance and that he's trying to become a cock-sucking sub. And he's going to shave all his body hair off. He enclosed pictures to this guy and talks about, you know, location and so forth. And the Dom wrote back a very Dom-type response that he's going to, you know, look over his credentials. And there might be a time where he will take him on and, you know, test him out, see if he's a good cocksucker, and possibly some anal stuff, which we've dabbled in a little bit of that. And, you know, I trained Slave Matt on the phone. You know, we do cocksucking training and anal training, so he has come along. So hopefully in the next recent future, I guess that doesn't make sense, not next, but in the immediate future, I will be hearing from Slave Matt, and I will be able to update you on what has been going on and if he actually does get to hook up with this guy. So, Slave Matt, I know hearing all these humiliating things about you sucking cock and being degraded and your wife using you, well, I suppose that's turning you on, but you know, there is no coming without my permission. So put your little panties on and write this guy again and try to set up some sort of a meeting, and I will talk to you soon. And for the rest of you cocksuckers out there, I am here this weekend. I will be outside. It's supposed to be sunny, so I'll be in and out. But in the evenings, you know, I cannot resist playing. I love to dominate. I love to make you stroke. I love to humiliate. So, 1-877-732-6360. You know that you're addicted to me. That's right, you are addicted to Miss Mandy. You need my training. If you're touching your cock, it's not your cock, it's Miss Mandy's cock, and there is no coming without my permission. 1-877-732-6360. I am Eastern Time, and hopefully I'll be able to stay up late. The past few nights I haven't been able to keep my eyes open, so I will be talking to you this weekend. Mwah! Mistress Mandy, signing off for now. Bye-bye.